Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi announces that Cairo will be cutting all diplomatic ties with Syria, closing down the embassy, and pledging full support to the so-called Free Syrian Army. Morsi, who is addressing thousands of his supporters from hardline Islamic groups, said that he supports a no-fly zone over Syria. Government sources have leaked to local media that the president has made the decision to sever ties with Syria against the counsel of his top aides, who have said the move will bring an end to any attempts of mediation by Egypt. Many believe that due to internal pressures over mounting economic and political problems, Morsi is attempting to find a foreign enemy to divert Egyptians' attention. Experts believe, and the sentiment is shared by many Egyptians, that Morsi is trying to gather support to a cause ahead of the June 30th protests, when opposition is expected to come out in mass calling for early presidential elections.
Regimes are using the conflict to serve their own local ends. The West cannot afford to lose a Syrian conflict, and in the recent military victories, the West and America were very much alarmed. They don't want to be defeated.
The sentiment was assured by several speeches made at the stadium, calling all those who will participate in the demonstrations will be traitors and even infidels, a tone which has caused wide anger among Egyptians.
The decision by Mohamed Morsi to sever ties with Syria is one among many of his immature and irresponsible decisions. I think that it was just an attempt by him to appease the anti-Morsi sentiments that are flaring up here ahead of the June 30th protests. Whatever it takes, we will not back down on our sole demand, which is early presidential elections.
President Morsi himself said that those calling for protests on June 30th are loyalists to Mubarak's regime, saying that they are working against the goals of the 2011 revolution. A newly formed youth opposition group called Tamarud, or Rebel, has initiated the call for protests on June 30th and has gained the backing of many political parties after succeeding in gathering millions of signatures on petitions from Egyptians calling for early elections. Experts believe that both Morsi's statements regarding cutting ties with Syria, as well as his warnings against protests on June 30th, has led to even further divisions among Egyptians amid growing fears of violence between anti- and Morsi pro-camps. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.